From our Imams, the ninth Imam is the first, whose Imamat began at a very young age, about 8 or 9.
As-salamu alayka ya Abu Ja'far Muhammad ibn Ali al-Barrat.
Peace be upon you, O Abu Ja'far, Muhammad the son of Ali, the righteous, the pious.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I'm your host Mahdi, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam was the ninth divinely appointed Imam among the household of the Holy Prophet, the Messenger of Allah. He was also the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, with his talents, his genius, and his great endless scientific ability, has proven the luminous reality adopted by the Shia that an Imam must be the most aware and virtuous one of the people of his time. And it has also proven that the one who has more knowledge than anyone else must be the Imam, regardless of whether he is young or old. Allah the Almighty has provided the infallible Imams of the Ahlul Bayt, peace and blessings upon them all, with knowledge, wisdom, and sound judgment, similar to how Allah provided the prophets of the past with these same concepts and qualities. Truly, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam has shown this reality to all of the world. These are his dialogues.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.com.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
His Eminence Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam says, "And making excuses before Allah is an annihilation. Sometimes instead of just owning up to our mistakes and admitting that we have committed an error in the mighty presence of Allah, we end up making excuses in the presence of Allah. We end up saying, it wasn't my fault that such and such sin was committed by me. Or I was in my rights to commit such and such sin. Or I couldn't help myself but committing such and such sin." And it is precisely this attitude of making excuses and never admitting that it was us who were at fault that leads us down this path, which is total annihilation, because we never reach a point where we admit that we have made a mistake and reach a point where we ask Allah for forgiveness. And finally, the Immaculate Imam, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, ends this tradition as His Eminence says, "And insisting upon committing sin is considering oneself to be safe from the ultimate plan of Allah, and no one ever thinks themselves to be safe from the ultimate plan of Allah except those people who are the people of ultimate laws."
And now we invite you to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Ayyub Rashid.
Respected brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. When we look at the books of ahadith, We come to know that Imam al-Jawad, from him, his followers, scholars, narrated 250 hadith from Imam alayhi salam. Today I want only to share with you these four in order for us to understand how deep the knowledge of Ahlul Bayt is. Imam alayhi salam talks to us. He was talking to the people of his time. It has been narrated that he said, As-saharu aladhul manam. Walju'u yazidu fi tuibil ta'am. As-saharu aladhul manam. Imam says to stay awake at night will make you to enjoy your sleep better. To stay at night awake will make you to enjoy your sleep more. Of course, it doesn't talk about the young people nowadays. They say, let us have sahar. In terms of sahar, they just sit, talk, idle, talking. Imam alayhi salam says, when you stay awake with ibadah, you worship Allah, study. You study in order for you to know your Islam properly. Until time for fajr, that staying awake will be better than for you just to sleep. And when you stay in night with ibadah and learning, dhikr will make you to enjoy the time when you go to sleep. And Imam alayhi salam says, Walju'u yazidu fi tuibil ta'am. Ju' hunger. Yazidu fi tuibil ta'am. When you stay hungry, when you are going to have your meal, you will enjoy that meal more than the person who keeps on eating and eating and eating. You will lose the taste of the delicious food. Imam alayhi salam is talking to us in order for us to pay attention to the issue which is causing trouble today in many societies, many countries. People are suffering because of what? Some diseases which are connected with the food. We don't know what are we eating sometimes because the business want to sell and sell. And unfortunately, sometimes they put some ingredients, according to some doctors, they say the ingredients which are in some of the foodstuffs we eat, it makes us want to eat again and again and again, even though it's not beneficial. But because the business people want to make more money, sometimes they don't care about the healthy issues which are connected with what we are eating. Imam alayhi salam says, look at one thing. You want to enjoy your food? Make sure you stay hungry and then you eat. And subhanallah, this is also connected with the hadith of the Holy Prophet. نَحْنُ الْقَوْمُ لَا نَأْكُلُ حَتَّى نَجُوعَ. We are the people, we don't eat until when we are hungry. And when we eat, we don't eat excessively. These are lessons today. The doctors are telling us that if you want to get success in this world, make sure you choose what you eat and make sure you know when to eat. But unfortunately, the industry of selling food is working so hard to destroy our health. We need to be aware of the hadith of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com/en, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.